Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off words and darkness. It is time.
Yes, it is. Once again, it's time to dress ourselves in light and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing and we're glad in it. This is It Is Time. We are here with a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons in which we live. And we have the right message because we have the message that is about the things of eternity. And those are the things that will set us good in the days and hours in which we live, and not regret one day or one second, because it all counts right now. We are in every moment that counts. We can buy it back for eternity. The scripture said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. So we can do that and say, God, I'm redeeming this day. I'm redeeming every single thing that comes against me, because you are on the throne and you love me and you're going to do great things. Hey, we're just going to get right into it today. We have a show lined up, a program lined up about being the friend of God. And that's something to get excited about. And so you just get ready to just get closer to Jesus than you ever did in your life. He's your best friend, your greatest friend. And we're going to rejoice about that subject today.
James 2:23 says Abraham believed. How many believers here tonight? It says it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. I thank God that he calls us his friends. In spite of all that we have done, if we'll only believe, say only believe, only believe. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call?
Yeah, amazing. He calls us friends. Amazing, amazing. I am the friend of God. Can you say that about yourself? You know, religion hides the sacredness of God's love and compassion, and it magnifies his power and his greatness, which is true. But Christianity is all about God coming down to the earth and taking man as his friend and he redeems us and takes us to his bosom, and he becomes our Father, and that is an amazing thing. Jesus called his Father Father. He called God his Father, and the people took up stones to stone him with. They said, "Well, for what good work are you stoning me?" He said, "No, not for good works, but because you, being a man, make yourself to be God, calling God your Father. How could you do that?" But Jesus, when he taught his disciples to pray, he said, "Pray, our Father, which art in heaven." You know, it almost doesn't take a whole lot of faith to say, "God, God Almighty, please help me." And but it takes an incredible amount of faith to say, "Heavenly Father," because you don't have that until Jesus introduces you. And most of the religions of the world are man's attempt to reach God through a system of behaviors and a systems of obediences, which I'm not saying those things are wrong in and of themselves, but that is not how you get into the family. You get into the family as a gift. You get into the family by faith. You didn't do anything. You just receive it as a gift. And that's amazing. My children, when they were younger, they did things that they had to do around the house, but they were in the family. And they were born into the family, and that's what has to happen. You get born into the family. And when you're born into the family by faith, you become the friend of God. James 2:23, the scripture was fulfilled, which said, "Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." And God said, before I'm going to do anything, I got to go talk to my friend Abraham. And What an amazing truth that's revealed in that. And there's another portion of scripture that is very revealing, and that's John 15. Jesus said, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Isn't that amazing? As the Father loves me, so I love you. He didn't check all these people's background. You know, he didn't do a background check on all of them. He already knew their background. They had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Jesus didn't have to go online and find out if they'd been, you know, if they had a felony on their record or something like that. He didn't have to do that. He walked by faith, and he knew that we needed a Savior. And so he says, as the Father loves me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So that we see in this relationship, there's love and then there's joy. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He said, now you got to give it away. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Isn't that? He says for his friends. Jesus wants to be the friend of the whole world because he laid down his life for the whole world. Whether you believe it or not, he laid down his life for you and for me. And then he says this, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Somebody said, see there, right there, Pastor, that's the part that gets me right there, right there. I got to do all these things. Well, you're doing things anyway, and they're counteracting. They are counterproductive to every place you want to go. Only Jesus will look out for your future. Only Jesus will look out for your future greater than you could. There's no other counselor that knows enough. We do our best as a counselor, but Jesus is the greatest counselor, and he can do more for you to get to where you're going than you could do for yourself or anybody else. So he says, if you'll follow my way, I will not trip you up. I will not be a huckster. I'm going to call you my friend. You know, the world is full of hucksters. I remember there was an old program on television called Green Acres. And they had this guy, Mr. Haney. And he'd come in there and he's always full of well, he's just a huckster from way back. And he's so typical of what you hear on, you know, everything's free on the internet. Everything's free here, free there. Yeah, tell me about it. And anyway, let's listen to Mr. Haney for just a moment, and I'll tell you what I mean.
Who's this?
You looking for this?
No, I got...
I just dropped by. I wondered if you made any decision about the wallpaper.
We're not interested in wallpaper. We're interested in furniture.
Mr. Douglas, this is your lucky day. I got some furniture that was just made for this place. An unknown lady friend sent it to me.
I told you, I am not going to buy anything else from you.
It's a shame. It fits beautifully.
No.
Nice leopard skin couch, red velvet chairs, glass table.
Don't you understand simple English? I don't want a leopard skin couch and red velvet chairs and a glass table, and that's our furniture.
Yours?
Yes. How did you get it?
Well, this fella come to the door and...
I don't care how you got it. I want it.
Well, I don't want to keep anything that don't rightly belong to me. Just send your truck over for it and you can...
I haven't got a truck.
Oh? I got a truck. Let's see, it'll take about 4 trips at $6 a trip, plus storage charges. Get it?
Yeah, that's Mr. Haney, all right. That's the kind of, those are the kind of friends that the world has. And those are the kind of friends that the devil wants to put in your path. And those are the kind of people that, they just got something, they got something up their sleeve all the time, you know. And so we don't want that kind of a friend. Jesus is the kind of a friend you really want, you really need. And God goes on to say, the scripture we're reading, he says, I'm not going to call you servants anymore because a servant doesn't know what his Lord does. I'm not going to send you on 6 trips at $4 a trip, you know, and fill your truck up with things that already belong to you and charge you 4 times for it. No, I'm not going to do that to you. He said, I call you friends, for all the things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And all you got to do is walk with him. And we just got to learn to know Jesus in a way that's not religious. We just got to learn to know Jesus in a way that is real, that is from the Bible, and that will lead us to paths of glory. And this song is a powerful song by Delirious. It's kind of a mellow song, but the words.
There's no more beautiful sound than to hear the saints singing about their Savior.
The saints singing about their Savior. When we fall in love with Him, let this song sink into your spirit.
What a friend I closer than a brother, I have felt your touch more intimate than lovers.
Right where you are, say that name out loud. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So beautiful, seeing
That's what he is. He's our friend forever. That's Jesus. That's our Jesus. And there's no other name. There's no other Lord. There's no other ruler that would ever be so friendly as to take us just the way we are before we ever change, before we are ever clean. The Bible said, while we're yet dead in our trespasses and sins, he loved us. While we're yet sinners, Christ died. That is an amazing truth from the Word of God. You know, I look at the scripture and I see the depth of it in Genesis. You know, God's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Today, in today's world, you know, that God would destroy something, it makes him such an ogre. But I'll tell you something, you know, people are destroying themselves. We're destroying each other. We think that just by, you know, being well-rounded and receiving everybody, no matter what they believe, no matter what they do, no matter what harm they bring, that's love, and that's not love. Love has boundaries to it, because without love, you destroy yourself. Societies have destroyed themselves because they just would not listen to God. Families have destroyed themselves because they would not listen to God. And that does not mean that there should be an ultra-right-wing dictator somewhere telling everybody how to live. But, you know, the opposite is true, too. There shouldn't be some communist whatever telling people how to live. The only way to have freedom is to have freedom in your heart. And only Jesus can do that. Only he can put his Holy Spirit inside of you, right where you are. Well, God says, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Man, isn't that great? Seeing that Abraham surely shall be a great and mighty nation, and the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. He says, I know Abraham. He's my friend. I'm his friend. He's my friend. And friends are an amazing commodity, if you will, in the earth. Just some quotes on friendship that I think are pretty cool. True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it is lost. Well, we're here to make the value of it known before it's lost. That's what good teaching will do, and good instruction will do. And so we don't want to lose it in order to realize how precious it is. A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's a powerful truth. A friend is someone who is there for you when he'd rather be anywhere else. Why? Because your friend will need you, and that's what has to happen. A friend is one who believes in you when you have ceased to believe in yourself. That happens to us from time to time. A hug is worth 1,000 words. A friend is worth more. A friend is the man who knows all about you and still likes you. And again, that's a godly characteristic, because God knew all about us and he loved us while we're yet sinners. Let's see. Abraham Lincoln said, the better part of one's life consists of his friendships. To be depressed, this is not Abraham Lincoln, but to be depressed is to be lonely. To have a friend is to be happy. You know, somebody said, well, I wish I had more friends. Well, the scripture tells us, if you show yourself friendly, you'll have friends. And, you know, that's one of the things that I have really impressed upon my own heart. It's just always good, and I get it from the Word, always good, just sow seed. Doesn't matter how people treat you. Doesn't matter what people say. Just keep sowing good seed in people's lives, because they're God's responsibility after, you know, when it's all said and done. It's really God's. This is God's ship we're on, and we're riding on. So he's the captain, and we're just working with him. Grief can take care of itself, but to get the full value of joy, you must have somebody to divide it with. Mark Twain said that. And misfortune shows those who are not really friends. Misfortune shows those who are not really friends. And this nature has no love for solitude and always leans, as it were, on some support. And the sweetest support is found in the most intimate friendship. That's pretty powerful. You know, the whole thrust of this program is to help us enlarge the truth of friendship, that we can have friendship with God, and that there is a place, without being super religious, that we can just have our greatest friend is Jesus. And it doesn't take away from his lordship. It doesn't take away from his kingship. Those things are separate programs. You know, we will share them even today, but we enlarge on those things at other times. But even though Jesus is a king, even though Jesus is Lord, even though the Father said all authority has been given unto Jesus, Jesus takes his name and he says, here, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to give you the name above all names. He said, if you abide in me, I mean, just look, let Jesus look right in your eyes right now. I mean, right, this is Right Now Radio. That's why we call it Right Now Radio. If it doesn't grab you right now, then we're not doing our job. This is our job, is to speak to the hearts of men and women, to speak a word of edification, exhortation, and comfort, to grab us right where we live, to cause us to stand up tall on the inside and push all that negativity, all that doubt, all that unbelief. Just push it down, dig a hole, bury it, and just praise God, thank God for the resurrection, and go on. Just let Jesus look right in your eyes and say this: if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm going to do it. One translation said, you know, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And one translation says, if I don't have it, I'll make it. That's amazing. I remember when we were looking for a place to live, and my daughter said, I want a swimming pool. She was just 3 years old. I want a swimming pool. Well, I don't know. We can afford a swimming pool, sweetheart. But I didn't say that. I thought it. I'd learned never to tell anybody no. I said, well, let's put it in God's hands. And guess what? We ended up, there was two places we had to look at. One was like a two-bedroom apartment. The other was a house. And I said, God, this is yours. You make the decision here, because you had to go back in that time, take too long to tell it. But the circumstances were such, there was a lot of pressure against us. And when it came down to it, the Spirit of God just spoke to my heart. The first one that calls, take it. So I said, all right. First one that calls, takes it. And the first one that called had a swimming pool. So my daughter got her answer to prayer. And I believe that was because Jesus, she learned to look at Jesus as her friend. And Jesus is our friend. Amen. He is the greatest friend. And he loves us very, very much. And so we need to rejoice and sing songs about his friendship, because he is a friend. I like this little jazzy version of Jesus is a friend. Yeah.
On the road there was a crowd, and the Lord was passing by, talking about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
In the mind.
Yeah.
I sing, when I shout, and the tears come streaming out, talking about Jesus.
God
come.
Jesus is a friend. He's my friend. He's your friend. He can be everybody's friend because there's enough of Jesus to go around for the whole world. He is a friend of ours, and we can sing and rejoice about it some more. Yeah.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
He's a friend of ours, isn't he? Somebody's playing the saw in the background. It's just a lot of fun. What a friend we have in Jesus. He is the kind of friend that you want to go out and get the saw and start playing it if you can, because the scripture says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a friend.
This will be our portion there.
You are my friend. If you do whatsoever I command you, from this time forward, I don't call you servants, for a servant does not know what his Lord does, but I call you friends, for all the things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. All the things that I have heard of my Father, I make them known unto you. Our friend, our greatest friend, is Jesus. Boy, we have to remember that. Get that in our hearts. Sometimes people feel so lonely, but yet Jesus has been there the whole time. And somebody said, well, Pastor Ed, that's when you need a friend, you really need a friend. Oh, there's no truth about that. I mean, there is a truth about that, and that does make sense. But the fact is, Jesus is our greatest friend. He really is. He really is. If you'll let him be your friend, he will be a friend that will never let you down. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know, the ties of blood that bind. And, you know, you can see somebody get hurt and it hurts you. But if you see your loved one get hurt, oh my goodness, that shedding of blood in any way, shape, or form, it just goes to the core of who you are. Well, you know, Jesus shed his blood for us. And so he's tied to us. He knows us. He knows our uprisings and down settings. And yet he loves us. And so we could never underestimate. We should never underestimate what his friendship would mean. The scripture says in James chapter 4, 1 through 6, what leads to strife, discord, and feuds, and how do conflicts, quarrels, and fightings originate among you? Do they not arise from your sensual desires that are ever warring in your bodily members? He said, you're jealous and you covet. Your desires are unfulfilled, so you become murderers. To hate is to murder as far as your heart is concerned, to burn with envy and anger, and are not able to obtain gratification or contentment in the happiness that you seek. So you fight and you war and you don't have because you do not ask. Or you do not ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasures. You are like unfaithful wives, having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. Or do you not suppose that the scripture is speaking to no purpose that says the Spirit whom he has caused to dwell in us yearns over us, and he yearns for the Spirit to be welcome with a jealous love? That's incredible. Somebody said, well, I just need a friend. Well, the Holy Spirit yearns over us with jealous love, that we would take Jesus as our friend. And the real truth about it is, we're going to be friends with somebody. We're going to either be friends with the world or friends with God. And that's why we started off with the song, I Am a Friend of God. And hopefully by now, you, through the songs and through what we've shared, you realize that the hucksters out there in the world are not your friends. They'll never be your friends. They don't have the capacity. Even if they wanted to be, they can't, because they can't carry the load. It's too heavy. You need friends that have a friendship with God, that know where to take the burdens. And you're not overtaxing their hearts, because they take their concerns to God in prayer. And we can't expect somebody to be God. Nobody has that capacity. Only God has the capacity to be God. But the thing is, we can have friends in our life that know how to pray and know how to seek God with us, stand with us, that'll believe in you when you don't believe in yourself. And so we know that God is he's a friend to the end. We're not going to have friendship with the world. Let's just do it right now. Let's just break that stronghold. Some of us with jobs, or if you don't hang in with the right crowd and do all the right things, you feel like my position is going to be forfeited. No, don't believe that. People love people of integrity. You don't have to make a game out of it. You don't have to, be phony about it. But when we take a stand, just because we do the right thing, because we love, because it's the right thing to do. No, I'm sorry. I remember a friend of ours, he would work the job, and because he wouldn't go drink beer with the other guys after work, he never got promoted. And after a while, he said, wait a second, my name is up on the list, but I never get promoted. My name's the highest on the list, and I didn't get promoted. And so he looked at that and he said, this is not fair. I need to take care of my family. I got babies, and this promotion would really help my family. And then so he started watching it like a hawk, and still the same thing began to happen. And three or four more times he got passed up. And of course, God, he went to God and said, God, what's happening? And God said, I've called you to serve me. You served me well here, but I'm calling you into my service. And he ended up being a prophet of God. His name is Dick Mills. Many of us have been blessed by his ministry. But it's because he wouldn't bow so he didn't burn, if you will. He was put in the fiery furnace and they turned the heat up, but guess what? He didn't burn. Instead, he burned for God as a burning bush. And the fire burnt, but it didn't consume him. And rather than being consumed by the unfairness of the world, he chose God as his friend. And something great began to happen on the inside of him. And that's what it takes. Jesus is our friend. He's our friend till the end. And that's the kind of friend we need to have when we serve the Lord. We need a friend.
When your way
like Jesus
gets dark as night, Jesus will bring things out all right. For he's a friend, I know he is now, until the end. And my Savior always trusts. Don't lose your faith and a hope and disgust. For he's a friend, I know he is now, until the end. Well, he is my friend every day, Lord, and every step of the way. And from the fold I stray, to the end. Times may come when you may doubt, but just have faith and he'll bring you out. He'll be your friend, I know he will now, until the end. Then one day you'll see God's face. After you've won this Christian race, he'll be your friend, I know he will now, until the end. Well, I know God is my friend every day, Lord, and every step of the way. When from
yeah, Jesus is our friend until the end. And that's the kind of friend we need. We really do. We need a friend that'll be there. And that is great. When you find friends that love God and you all love God together, great things can happen. You know that scripture that says in John 15, we didn't read this part, but greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. I think we read it earlier, but I can't get past that truth that he lays down his life for his friends. And the Lord did that. He said, as for me and as for the covenant, as for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. We have a friend that's in charge of this universe. We have a friend that is in charge of everything. We're a covenant people. And that ought to make a difference in the way you think about yourself, the way you treat yourself, and the way you treat others. And just building a friendship network of people that you can try to help and bless ought to be your goal in life. Just to water the seed that's in somebody else's heart. And we've been given a little task called Team Edify. God's challenging us to reach 1 million people, to make a commitment, to just rise up and say, you know what, I'm going to let God edify me every day. I'm going to let God be my friend. And I'm going to let him put something inside of me before the world does. And before the friendship of the world comes and tries to kiss my hand and give me all this little fleshy stuff. And, you know, I'll get a phone call. I want a free trip to Flesh Lake, you know. And the world says, yeah, that's how I'm your friend. Yeah, but it's Flesh Lake and it's going to bring you down. So rather than let the world do that to us, we're going to let God edify us first. Number two, edify somebody around you in your life, the mailman, the person next door, your wife, your kids, you know, the people at church, and then make a decision. This is the hard part. Meet somebody new every day to edify them. That's what Team Edify is all about. And go ahead and give a listen. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for prayerfully seeking that and being a part of Team Edify. Just go on the website, edifytoday.com, and follow the prompts, and you can be one of the million. One in a million, that's who you are anyway. And so God has done something unique in you, and we thank you for participating in that and building the strength of this team for the future. It's going to be great. You know, we've been talking about being a friend of God. God is our friend. He did that first. He drove the stake in the ground, as it were. He made a line in the sand and said, "This is as for me, I am going to be your friend. And I'm going to commit myself to you, everything I have." And he did. He hung on a cross and he was crucified and he rose again the third day. And I can just hear the devil just speaking to some people and saying, "Yeah, but you don't understand." No, let these things sink into your heart. Let them sink into your heart. Truly, Jesus is the best friend you ever had. He's more than a friend. I'm going to pray that you get that right now, that he's more than a friend. Jesus is more than a friend. He is more than a friend. That's what he's going to be to us right now. Thank you.
Jesus, you're more than Jesus, you're more than my heart could ever express. Your love and your grace never fail.
Never fails us. Thank you, Lord.
Your merciful touch always heals.
Receive healing power right now.
You bring joy to my soul.
You're more than a friend, Jesus. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Belongs to worship. You, my King, and I long to bring
Amen. Jesus is more than a friend. Let's pray right now. God, I thank you for touching my friend, touching their heart, touching their life, causing a real thing to happen right now in the name of Jesus, something that cannot be stolen forever and ever. Let God be true, every man a liar. Every voice that speaks, that comes against the faithfulness of God, I command it to be quiet. I command it to be silenced right now. Get behind us, Satan. Get behind us, you evil spirits of doubt and unbelief. And God, I thank you for the comforting power of the Holy Spirit that would just bring to the truth that Jesus is more than a friend. That he's more than our heart could ever express. We're going to fall in love with God today. We're going to take Jesus as our best friend, as Savior and as Lord. And the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your joy coming into our lives and being what we need, the exact thing that we need for this very moment, the exact thing for our life. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you so much for the beautiful gift of righteousness. The beautiful gift of righteousness. You are a friend that is so great. Hallelujah. Well, if you receive that, tell somebody. Get on the phone, tell somebody. Write an email, tell somebody. I mean, go on Facebook, say, I gave my heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. That'd be the best thing you could ever do, you know. Just tell somebody. The Bible said, with the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so we will never be the same again because Jesus is our friend. He's the greatest friend you could ever have. And that's what we're looking forward to, spending eternity with Jesus. Something happened to you today. You can email us at vccmarin@gmail.com. That's VCC like Victor Charlie Charlie. Marin, beautiful county of Marin, M-A-R-I-N, vccmarin@gmail.com. And let us know if a testimony if something happened during the program today. We really enjoy bringing this to you. And just remember, it is time. It's time to keep shouting the victory. You got to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. We have to keep on telling them that it is time to rise up. Declare the greatness of our God. Amen. And just let people know that Jesus is on the throne. Till next time, don't put it off. Don't put it off shouting the victory because it is time. Glory to God. We'll see you next time.